Hello, everybody, and welcome to the SOProds.com Anime Club Supplement. Today we're going to be watching the first episode of Dusk Maiden of Amnesia. This is Bovywan's pick for Anime Club. I'm your host, Dead Man. Joining today we have Bovywan.
Hello.
And Punchatron.
Yeah, hi, hi.
So yeah, we have it paused. Right at the beginning, you should see red buildings. So, you guys ready?
Ready.
Ready.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Bells. Joker. Running. This looks kind of like a horror thing. Oh god, light.
It kind of is, but mostly isn't.
Oh no, not Tachika! Is that Psycho from High School of the Dead? Look at that colorful pencil! Phantom Lead!
The sign!
It hit the cat! You know what that means? Oh, gee, Christ! Did you just get another pencil?
Yes.
Oh no, this tea is made of blood! Huh. She is so serious! No shit. Good lord, woman. It's like, wow, this bitch cannot spell.
By the way, this has to be the best scene in the entire series.
It's just like... She didn't even... the dick. Yeah, he's Ghostbuster. He ain't afraid of no ghost. Always her... Wow, this bitch is dense. Like, yo, lady! Now she's... Dear Lord! The fuck's wrong with you, bitch? It's great that the sub keeps popping up the sign, like this, like the words written on that sign. Like, if you open this, you'll be cursed. Oh, she's one of those people. Everything you say just the opposite of. Wait, what? What was with the? Even Nia-san out of control, bitch. Just pat him on the head. What's happening with the fucking aspect ratio? Just... She looks evil. Oh, dear God! Love these things where, like, just it's two entirely unrelated conversations that somehow seem to line up all the time. I already am haunted. Totally talking to the president right now. So is the ghost the president?
Yes, actually.
Okay, then. Don't you just love 3D? You must be some kind of idiot to get your head cut off in an elevator. She gets really into this. It's a roast.
And now for an alternate perspective.
Okay, I was gonna say, like, wait, does something go wrong with the video? Oh, I'm so bored. God, I can't even fuck around with this girl, right? But you can drink?
Yes.
I figured it'd be like a Casper thing where, like, she'd try to drink it and the thing would just go right through.
Don't ask me to explain it.
Her physical abilities get a little complicated.
God, idiot. How did she... What the... I want to do like a test on the physics of anime hair.
It's all impossible.
Yeah, I know that, but still.
Even the simple hairstyles.
God, just smack her or something.
No, Disney bitch.
That's unnecessarily dark. No shit. Just fucking around with it.
Well, if you were a ghost.
If I was a ghost, I'd be screwing around with everybody. Just so bored. Oh, jealous ghosty. So, could she not leave this room?
No, she can, well...
Oh, right, yeah, I saw the... No, yeah. Sorry. Fuck no, bitch, I'm having fun.
Must suck being the only one who can't see her.
Yeah. Or know about her. Like, it would have, like, it would be fine if they, like, said, oh, hey, by the way, there's a ghost. But they're not even doing that. They have ghost bras?
Weird physics. She can wear clothes, but they don't show up.
God, she is loving this. Involved in things. His eyes slowly. You're like, come on, give me cooler disease. I've collated. This boring ass elevator. Doom waitar. He's like, oh, you dumb bitch. Still the blood. Why are we still seeing the blood?
because recycled animation.
Oh, it's a roast. If they're reusing animation, I can reuse jokes. And boom!
Totally attached girlfriend is now invisible.
A Falcon kick! To get raped. That one scene in Ghostbusters. Oh, yeah. It's really weird being seduced by a ghost. Like, is that necrophilia?
No, because necrophilia involves a corpse. You want necrophilia, go to Sakaraya.
Yeah.
Don't bring your smut here.
This is a much more pure form of love. I do really like all the transition in here. This is actually a really good scene. I like this. Boom! I threw myself head first, but I misjudged how high the elevator door was. So this is a weird, like, love quadrangle thing?
Yes. I think only... I think the ghost is really the only one they set up as a serious competitor for his affections.
Okay.
But like the dark short-haired girl,
Kitty A. I mean,
yeah, she sort of starts turning tsundere as the series goes on. But, yeah. They don't really explore other avenues of romantic interest for him.
Okay. I really like... This show has some good scenes in it. Like, the lighting they managed to get in here, I really like that. Oh, okay. Let's dig it up anyway. I got my shovels. Just all of a sudden, at the drop of a hat. Fuck you know, bitch.
Now that they're out of the way.
Zip.
That is your general motivation for a lot of her actions.
It's like, I'm gonna have freaky ghost sex. No, it's not a bell. Like, has he never seen a bell before? Oh, God. They're summoning the madness. This song.
Yeah, this is actually the opening, but they use it as the closing here. I think it's the opening.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Listen to that bass drum. Okay, so that was Dusk Maiden. Mm. You guys want to sit through the credits?
Well, it'll give you a taste for what the opening's like.
Yeah. She's underwater Jesus.
I tend to like it when series don't give you the opening for the first episode.
Yeah.
And in case they decided to put it at the end.
I could make those!
Yeah, it's okay, right?
Yeah.
They're actually fairly simple.
Yeah.
But?
Yeah. I used to. I learned how to make them at Anime North, and then I'd like totally forgot.
I learned how to make them in 6th grade. This part of art class. Oh, I didn't see that thing.
What, the stuffed animal on the table, or the...
Stuffed animal on the table.
Okay.
Oh, that's deep, bro. Real philosophical and shit. Okay. See, that was Dusk Maiden. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. I hope you'll enjoy the rest of the series. It's like 12 episodes.
Yeah. Okay. We are recording this before... We are recording this quite a bit before the episode that this actually goes up with. We just recorded the commentary and episode for Fleekly and stuff, which was 2 weeks ago from when this goes up. So yeah. Hopefully this will pique my interest more, so more of us will be able to watch the entirety of a series and actually be able to talk about more shit than, yeah, watch the first episode. Like we did with Fleekly. So yeah. My pick is next. So, what we're going to be watching is Dogs, Bullets, and Carnage. This is a 4-episode OVA based on a manga that I've really been digging. I haven't talked about it recently because release schedule has been retarded for it, and I don't think there's been like a new chapter released in months. I think the last chapter actually came out in like 2011. And like mid-2011 at that.
Yo, I'm starting to feel like my next pick should be an anime that nobody will like.
Yeah, so, Dogs, Bullets, and Carnage. It's a 4-episode OVA. So, yeah. It's about bullets. Yeah. So, we got that. So, yeah. So, until we do other stuff, I'm dead.
I'm Obi-Wan.
No, I'm John.
We'll see you guys next time.